KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Buffalo and Loyola of Chicago authored the biggest stunners during the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament Thursday as the 13th-seeded Bulls hammered number 4 Arizona as Wes Clark delivered 25 points and Jeremy Harris added 23 to lead Buffalo's 89-68 rout of the Pac-12 tournament champs at Boise. C.J. Massenburg had 19 points, and Buffalo shredded Arizona's defense at a 55% clip for the program's first NCAA tournament win. Arizona was 2 for 18 from three-point range, while the Bulls knocked down 15 of 30. The Bulls now prepare to take on Kentucky in Saturday's South Regional action at Boise. The Wildcats avoided an upset as Kevin Knox provided 25 points in a 78-73 win against Davidson. Kentucky won despite going 0 for 6 from beyond the arc, ending a nation-best streak of 1,047 straight games with at least one three-pointer. Loyola pulled off an early stunner as Dante Ingram nailed a long three-pointer with under a second left to give the 11th-seeded Ramblers a 64-62 victory over number 6 Miami in the South Regional at Dallas. Ingram's game winner came after Lonnie Walker missed a free throw that would have put the Hurricanes up by 3 with 9 seconds left. Clayton Custer hit a tying 3 in the final 2 minutes and led Loyola with 14 points on 4 of 6 shooting from beyond the arc. Ingram had 13 points for Loyola, which will take on Tennessee on Saturday. The Volunteers rolled to a 73-47 rout of Wright State as Admiral Schofields contributed 15 points and 12 rebounds. Lamont Turner had 19 points and a career-high 9 assists for Tennessee. Rhode Island and Duke were the winners in the NCAA Midwest Regionals at Pittsburgh yesterday as E.C. Matthews hit the go-ahead three-pointer with a minute 54 left in overtime and finished with 16 points as the 7th-seeded Rams beat number 10 Oklahoma 83-78. Fats Russell hit three clutch three-pointers and scored 15 points to help Rhode Island withstand Trey Young's 28 points for the Sooners. Marvin Bagley III poured in 22 points to go with 7 rebounds as the number 2 Blue Devils thumped 15th-seeded Iona 89-67. Grayson Allen scored 16 points and added a game-high 9 assists for the Blue Devils. Kansas and Seton Hall have advanced to the second round of the Midwest Regional in Wichita, and they'll square off on Saturday. Devontae Graham delivered a game-high 29 points, and LeGerald Vick chipped in 14 as the top-ranked Jayhawks coasted to a 76-60 victory against Penn. Kadeem Carrington scored 26 points, and Desi Rodriguez added 20 in guiding the number 8 Pirates to a 94-83 win against North Carolina State. Fourth-seeded Gonzaga barely advanced to the second round of the West Regional in Boise, where the Bulldogs are joined by number 5 Ohio State. Zach Norvell's 15-point performance included the go-ahead three-pointer with 20 seconds left in the Zags' 68-64 triumph over UNC Greensboro. Gonzaga blew a 12-point second-half lead and trailed 64-62 with a minute 48 remaining before scoring the final 6 points to earn a meeting with Ohio State on Saturday. Cam Williams made a tie-breaking 4-point play with a minute 36 left and added 3 free throws to push the Buckeyes past South Dakota State 81-73. Kata Bates Diop had 24 points and 12 rebounds for Ohio State. Third-seed Texas Tech struggled before earning a meeting against Florida in the second round of the East Regional Saturday in Dallas. Keenan Evans had 19 of his 23 points after halftime to push the Red Raiders past Stephen F. Austin 70-60. St. Bonaventure's postseason run is over after Igor Kovalchov scored 20 points to carry the Gators past the Bonnies 77-62. It'll be top-seed Villanova against number 9 Alabama in the second round of the East Regional Saturday at Pittsburgh as Jalen Brunson contributed 16 points and the Wildcats nailed 14 three-pointers in an 87-61 thrashing of Radford. The Crimson Tide gained its first NCAA tourney win in a dozen years as Colin Sexton had 21 of his team-high 24 points after halftime in an 86-83 squeaker against Virginia Tech. The second round of the West Regional at Wichita will have Houston facing Michigan Saturday. Rob Gray capped his 39-point eruption by hitting a scooping layup with 1 second left to lead the 6th-seeded Cougars to a 67-65 triumph over San Diego State. Wolverines were able to grind out a 61-47 win over Montana behind Charles Matthews' 20 points and 11 rebounds. Also, that today's schedule in the NCAA basketball tournament includes another 16 games at Charlotte, North Carolina today. Starting the day at 11:15 this morning, Texas A&M will face Providence. That'll be followed by North Carolina facing Liscom. Creighton will play Kansas State and Virginia facing UMBC. In Detroit today, it'll be Purdue facing Cal State Fullerton, followed by Arkansas versus Butler. The evening session is Michigan State playing Bucknell and TCU facing Syracuse. In Nashville, it'll be Cincinnati facing Georgia State, Nevada against Texas, Xavier playing Texas Southern, and Missouri facing Florida State. And out in San Diego today, Wichita State will play Marshall, West Virginia faces Murray State, Auburn will play Charleston, and Clemson will close out the evening with a game against New Mexico State in first-round tournament play. Also in college basketball news, Georgia has hired former Indiana coach Tom Crean as its head basketball coach, capping a fast-paced search that began when Mark Fox was fired on Saturday. Crean was 356 and 231 in 18 seasons at Marquette in Indiana from 1999 to 2017. He's led teams to 9 NCAA tournaments, 4 Sweet 16s, and the 2003 Final Four with Marquette. In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings have finalized a 3-year contract with Kirk Cousins, securing their latest franchise quarterback to try to fetch that elusive first Super Bowl victory. Cousins is reportedly getting an $84 million contract that is fully guaranteed. The Washington Redskins have signed their new starting quarterback, Alex Smith, to a 4-year contract extension. Washington has signed former Seahawks wide receiver Paul Richardson, who had 95 catches for over 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns in 4 seasons with Seattle. The Buccaneers have signed former Eagles run stopper Bo Allen to a 3-year, $15 million contract. Wide receiver Tavon Austin has restructured his contract to remain with the Rams. A person familiar with the move says the Raiders are signing Jordy Nelson to a 2-year contract and releasing fellow receiver Michael Crabtree. 3-time Pro Bowl center Mike Pouncey has been released by the Dolphins as part of their offensive line makeover. Miami also acquired center Daniel Kilgore in a trade with the 49ers, and 4-time Pro Bowl guard Josh Sitton agreed terms on a 2-year deal. The Chiefs have agreed to a 3-year, $7.5 million contract with Dustin Colquitt, who has one of the best punting careers in franchise history. Cairo Santos has signed a 1-year contract with the Jets, who were in need of a kicker after Chandler Catanzaro signed with Tampa Bay. Also, a person familiar with the situation says the Panthers, an unrestricted free agent defensive tackle, Dontari Poe, agreed to a 3-year, $28 million deal. New Orleans Saints and Pelicans owner Tom Benson has died at the age of 90. Benson bought the New Orleans Saints several winning seasons after purchasing the team in 1985, when it appeared the franchise would be sold and perhaps moved out of Louisiana. He bought the Saints for $70 million and saw its value rise by more than $1 billion. That's a look at sports this morning, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.